very much in the forefront of this week's parsha. Is the idea of what Rivka was like. Essentially, this little girl, as she's portrayed, who's ready to bring water for this herd of camels, running around serving the stranger, has no idea that Eliezer's coming to look for a wife for Yitzchak. But it becomes obvious that this is whom he was looking for. The description of the way she deals with Eliezer, the camels, the whole thing there, is most of what we read about Rivka. Later she appears again, and that's with regard to dealing with Yaakov and Esav, where she's the one that strategically gets the bracha to Yaakov instead of Esav. But in terms of understanding who she is, the whole story is who she was at three. A three-year-old totally dedicated to helping strangers. In an extreme way. This is not normal. A fanaticism. At age three, which means it is so much, it's so much part of who she is, this is not something that was learned. We would not say that this is something that, I guess, on the basis of experiences she picked up. From the little we know of the home she grew up in, and later we meet up with her brother Lavan, we don't know that this was a product of her upbringing either. This is who she is. And if she is to be one of the matriarchs, one of the pillars of the future Jewish nation, then the Torah makes it very clear. This essentially is what we're built on. If we look back to last week's parsha, the description of Avraham Avinu, very similar. Just there it's at the other extreme. We're not dealing with a three-year-old. We're dealing with a 99-year-old who has just undergone surgery. Also running, dealing with these three strangers. He thinks they worship the dust on their feet. Avraham Avinu, a pillar of Judaism. In fact, he's first, the first generation. And what's it all about? A fanaticism. This is not normal. An absolute fanaticism for serving others, for helping strangers. So to begin with, that means there are two very important messages and two very important realizations the Jew has to come to. One is that we are fanatics. We are not what one would call normal. Normalcy is not part of being Jewish. We are fanatics and we are extremists. Number two, in what does our fanaticism and extremism manifest itself? Dedication to one's fellow man. A little different than your conventional fanatic. We didn't come to be through murdering for the cause. That's not what we're famous for. We're fanatics. And again, uncompromising. In a totally irrational way. In the case of Avraham Avinu, I think it is not only an obsession, it's more of an addiction. That there he is ailing, and from the way it's described, there was a miracle. It was so hot that there was no one out there. Hashem had fear that Avram would be straining himself serving others. So he makes the day so hot that there'd be no one out there. And Avram is pained. There's no one to help. Parshas Vayera begins with another act of chesed. It's not Avram's kindness, but Hashem's. The parsha begins with Hashem coming to visit him. Rashi says, Levaker es hachola, he's visiting the sick. And indeed it is from here, the source to the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, of visiting the sick, is the fact that Hashem comes to visit Avram Avinu on day 3 after the bris, because that's when he's especially weak. We understand that there was a need for prophecy in order that we find all the secrets that humanity could not have discovered on its own. The Jewish nation had to collectively experience prophecy at Har Sinai to get the truth of Torah, which no Jew would be able to figure out totally on his own. The secrets of what we're supposed to be doing in this world. The secrets of how the Jew can go and earn for himself all of eternity. The secrets of what it means to live in a meaningful way. The do's and don'ts. So we experience prophecy for that. And all the prophecies that we read about are there for the sake of letting us know what's going to be so that we behave accordingly. The later prophecy, the prophets coming and letting us know if you don't shape up, there's going to be destruction. The prophets that foretell the return, were not for them, how would we have survived? Here we get a very interesting prophecy. Vayera Elav Hashem. Hashem appears. He didn't say anything. He just came to visit. The concept of a prophecy without words, a prophecy with no message, what this teaches us about our relationship with Hashem is that it is not only a matter of finding out truth. There's a personal relationship there. A prophecy with no purpose other than visiting Avram Avinu, because he's not well. There's a certain very important aspect of Judaism that comes across very, very clearly here. With Avram, with Rivka, with Hashem. If you were writing the religion, I guess you and I would have done what Rambam did. Through Rambam's 14 books. So the first one is, the very first, begins with Yesodei HaTorah. What are the basic philosophical principles that Judaism is all about? And it goes through them. The concept of first existence. What we mean when we talk of God. What we don't mean. I mean, this would be, if you really want to write the religion, if you want to go and explain what Judaism is, isn't that obviously what you begin with? As we go through the stories, the Bible stories in quotation marks, describing the building of the Jewish nation, the philosophy seems to be hidden somewhere, hopefully it'll be able to creep through. If you can't find it in the Chumash, you'll find it in the Medrash. The stories of Avram's debates with the people around him. The ideas of Avram convincing his father that idolatry was meaningless. You don't read about that here. Rambam begins the halachas of Avodah Zarah of idolatry with Avram Avinu going through just what he did. What happened in the world, the way the world had deteriorated. We're only a few generations after creation, after Adam, who had a personal relationship with his creator and knew he was created and not born. Just a few generations later, we find that the pagans took over. And then Avram arguing with them, disproving them, Vayikra b'shem Hashem, changing the world. We don't read too much of that. It says Vayikra b'shem Hashem, three words, a few times it says that. No mention of the disputes, the discussions. The foundation of the Jewish nation, the origins of the Jewish nation, as presented in the Chumash, are devoid of philosophy. What happened? You know, and perhaps today, monotheism is on the map. We don't really have the franchise to it anymore. But for so much of Jewish history, it was you were a pagan or you were a Jew. And yet there's no discussion of that. There's no discussion of that whatsoever. In the whole book of Bereishis, the beginnings of the Jewish nation, it's all gone. It's left for the Medrash, it's left for the Gemara. Instead, what do we read? We read that the basis, the foundation, the beginnings of Judaism are in a fanaticism for chesed. A fanaticism for caring. A fanaticism for helping. Where's the philosophy? Where is the philosophy? The Gemara talks about what are the signs of a Jew. When you see someone, what makes for a Jewish personality? Where if he's missing it, you got to start asking questions. One second. So what does it say? Rachmanim, we have mercy. Baishanim, we're sensitive. There are things we wouldn't do, we're embarrassed. And Gomlei Chasadim, we care about everybody else. Come on, every Jew's a philosopher. Every Jew is opinionated. Every Jew is convinced he's right. That's not the essence of being Jewish. Yeah, that's a byproduct. That's because we studied for all these years. The essence of a Jew is that we have sensitivity, that we care. This is the essence of Judaism. This is what it's all built on. So where does the philosophy come in? The philosophy comes at the end of a search. But it's a search that begins with chesed. It's a search that begins with caring about others. There is no such thing in Judaism as a selfish academic that will be respected as a Talmud Chacham. There is no such thing. The image of God that we've got, no images. What is He all about? What is our relationship with Him? When we ask ourselves, why did He create? Olam chesed yibaneh. God created to give. He created to give. We exist because He is good. Everything that happens to us in life is God giving to us. You got problems? It's a challenge. You're growing. He cares about you. He turns His back on you? That's His way of getting you to become greater. Anger, yeah, it's all put on. God only loves us, nothing else. The same way the Torah depicts what the Jew was from early on, the Torah also depicts the relationship the Jew has with his Creator from early on. It is not only the Hashem of Torah and wisdom. Prophecy includes an appreciation that whether you're conscious of it or not, the Gemara says, the Shekhinah is there. When somebody is ill, it says you're not to sit down on the bed of someone ill because Hashem's presence is there. It wasn't just Avraham Avinu. Hashem comes to visit anyone who's ill. If he only allows himself to be receptive of it, if he can see through his suffering and recognize, he's got a special relationship that people who are healthy don't have. From early on, who is this Hashem? Hashem who is all giving. Everything begins with Chesed. You know why? Because that's who Hashem is. Because that's who He is. And you cannot understand Judaism. You cannot understand the concept of God in Judaism if you don't have an appreciation for what it means to be a fanatic about giving. And giving strangers. The creation of the world is giving strangers. It's giving existence to that which doesn't exist. That's giving strangers. Hashem didn't create old friends. He created independent human beings who have the ability to rebel, who have the ability to deny His existence. How's that for Chesed? He created a world of human beings that have the ability to freeload, live off all the good He's created for them, stare Him in the face and say, you're not there. How's that for Chesed? This is not Rachamim. Rachamim is mercy. Mercy means you feel bad for somebody. Chesed means you just have to give. You have a need to give. You are so full of good that you just have to share. They say the most common answer given to the question, what does it mean to be a Jew, is to be a good person. Let's go with that definition. All right. What does it mean to be a good person? To Judaism, it means to be a fanatic about giving. To be so totally selfless that there's nothing that gives you joy more than sharing. Where there's no room for being selfish. Where Hashem has to promise us in the Torah, and this is wild, He has to promise us, Ki lo yechdal evyon min ha'aretz. There will never be a situation where you will not have a poor man to give to. We wonder, what's it going to be like? Mashiach's going to come. According to the prophecies, life is going to be so easy and so comfortable. We'll be able to spend our whole day in Torah study and prayer, undisturbed, have nothing to worry about, all of our needs taken care of. All of the wonders of nature that we're discovering today, you press a button and almost anything can happen. This is nothing. What are we going to do? There'll be no one to help. So the Torah promises us one way or another, there are always going to be people in need. Kind of hard to imagine how and why that should be. Don't worry. Maybe they won't be poor monetarily. Maybe it'll be that everyone will have their personality strengths and areas that they need other people for. Hashem promises us, I will always provide for you an opportunity to give. The Torah's got to promise that. Otherwise, the Jews got a problem. This utopian vision that we're promised, where everything's going to be perfect in the end of days, is scary. Who wants to live in a world where no one needs me? Who wants to live in a world that is so perfect there's not much I can do? You know, it's nice as relief from all of our problems. But when you think of it, so who needs us then? So why bother getting up in the morning? A promise. Never ever will there be a shortage of people to help. We need to know that. Because this addiction or obsession or fanaticism, maybe all three together, about giving. Giving, caring, wanting to share. This really is what Judaism is all about. This is the way we understand our Creator. This is the way we live, and this is the way we feel. The more one is like that, the more one can understand what Hashem is. Yes, the more you give, the more you can understand your Creator. So that if you really want to understand the depths of what Hashem is all about, what philosophy book should you buy yourself? How's the Chumash? You want to understand your Creator? Give. You want to understand Him better? Give more. You really want to understand Him? Give like a fanatic. That's the message. That's what it's all about. Care about everyone. Give to everyone. Be there for everyone. Vayeyo Elav Hashem. Understand it. What does it mean that Hashem's got to go visit somebody? How do we understand it? Philosophically, what does it mean for the infinity to go visit a human being? You want to understand it? Give. Give. Give like Avram and give like Rivka. You'll get a better understanding of what Hashem is all about. What does it mean to give when you have no needs? What does it mean to give when there's no one to give to? The parallel of the creation of the world, of course on a human scale, is Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu being all upset that there's no one to give to. Understanding what that means. Why did Hashem create the world? Olam Chesed Yibar. What does that mean? Come on. You want to get something of an understanding of it. You've got to be an Avram Avinu. Who can't take it. There's no one to give to. But you're ailing. He's old and frail and not well. But there's no one to give to. That, living that way, thinking that way, feeling that way, that is the way you can get a bit of an understanding of why Hashem created. The depths of Jewish philosophy. The depths of Jewish philosophy. The subtle wisdom that goes above and beyond simple logic is called Chesed. It's a need to give. This is not just a bunch of nice-sounding words. This is for real. The more we understand and feel and live chesed, the more we have something of an understanding of what it means that there's a creator. The mitzvah of chesed is phrased v'halachta bedrachav, emulate Hashem. The Rambam writes that this is not a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveiro. The mitzvah v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha is bein adam l'chaveiro, love your neighbor. Do chesed because you care about it. The Rambam writes that the mitzvah, the Rambam in the Shoroshim, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he writes that the mitzvah of v'halachta bedrachav is a bein adam l'makom. It is between man and Hashem. The goal of it is to get closer to Hashem. The Chinuch writes this as well. That means that we have two different mitzvahs in helping one another. We have one mitzvah, care about other people. We have another mitzvah. You know what that mitzvah is? Become a great philosopher. Get an understanding of your Creator. How do you do that? Care about other people. So the Rambam writes, it's the same act. Two goals. It's all a matter of your mindset. You want to be a philosopher? Give. We have a mitzvah. Understand your Creator. How? By giving. In yeshivas, the same way you find yourself breaking your head on understanding what we're studying, there's also something else going on. And that is that always the backbone of the yeshiva has been the idea that what's going on is that people are not just interacting, it's not something of a marriage of convenience. Alright, we're all in the same place and we're all trying to study and we can't get on each other's nerves or it's not going to work. But there's something else going on. A very deep philosophical study. It's an understanding of how to help one another. And if you want to excel in that, you've got to make sure that you take time out to think about how you can help the people around you. How you can be a better friend. Try and understand their needs and what you can do for them. This is study. This is an integral part of our education. It is a philosophical study of Hashem. It's understanding your Creator. You get the depths of that understanding by way of appreciating giving. Giving, giving, giving. Indiscriminately. How you give will depend on the recipient. What the person needs will determine what you give. But you just give. You don't just pick friends. You give. Remember. Remember who Hashem gave to. And if that's not enough, remember who Hashem gives to. He not only gave us the ability to deny His existence, He continues to give us when we do deny His existence. We can't understand that until we do the same ourselves. People think there's character perfection and there's wisdom. To the Jew, they are inseparable. Because he who doesn't give like that cannot understand. He who doesn't just give, and give more cannot understand. How wise can he be already? He doesn't have a clue as to what Hashem is all about. So let's become great professors and great philosophers and understand more than anybody out there. And make sure you read the book and live it. And the words of the Gemara, Torah, Tchilasa Chesed V'Sofa Chesed. The whole Torah is Chesed. That's the whole story. Idach Perusha Zil Gemara. Everything else, that's further elaboration. Go study it. But if you don't understand Chesed, you don't have a clue. And if you understand Chesed like a Jew, you could know everything.